Milwaukee had a sizable increase in homicides last year, with an upsurge beginning in about April and running through much of the summer. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's worried about the same thing happening this year.
I want people to be outside with their families. I want people to partake in activities in our community, but I want them to do that safely. That means that we have to send an even stronger message that we have to get the illegal guns off the streets of the city of Milwaukee.
Barrett says he's trying to boost the number of jobs and recreational programs this summer to give young people more to do and give some of them a hand towards getting out of poverty. He's also calling on religious leaders to help spread an anti-gun message. Some Democratic state lawmakers from Milwaukee say don't look to the state capitol for help with any gun control legislation. Senator Spencer Coggs says Eau Claire Republican Dave Zinn is blocking one anti-gun bill and trying to get more guns onto Milwaukee streets.
Who just happens to have tried to forward the concealed carry bill forward, that he's up for election this year. And there are a number of people in his district who don't like his stance on concealed carry, number one, but number two, think that it makes all the sense in the world to make sure that felons cannot buy guns, and he's holding up this bill.
Zinn did not return a phone call for this story. He has suggested that allowing concealed carry in Milwaukee and other cities would deter violence if people knew someone could respond to gunfire with more gunfire. The gun violence debate comes 25 years to the week after John Hinckley shot President Ronald Reagan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.